In today's dialogue, we had 長野行きに乗る
To take the bus bound for Nagano.
のバス is omitted, but from the conversation, it's clear that they are talking about bus.
Right, and if you're at the train station, then it's pretty clear. You never have to say の電車 because you're at the train station.
And we also have 川中島で降りる
To get off the bus at 川中島
Again, バスを is omitted.
Let's talk about particles, Naomi-sensei.
Mm-hmm.
In the first sentence, we have
長野行きに乗る。
に乗る、right? に乗る。And if you were to say it with the object?
長野行きのバスに乗る。
バスに乗る。Just that by itself means
take a bus.
To get on the bus, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when we get off the bus, you know, you said it before, it was actually omitted in the first sentence, but it's
バスを降りる。
バスを降りる.
Right.
Why the difference in particles? Why isn't it バスに降りる or バスを乗る?
に indicates the movement which goes to a smaller place. So you're getting on a train, but the train is smaller place than
okay.
the platform. You know?
Right. And we talked about this before, right? に as a destination particle,
mm-hmm.
talking about, you know, a certain destination. But, you know, before we used it as going to another city or going into the direction of another station.But in this case, we're getting on the bus. So that makes sense. We're getting on a focused destination, right? We're getting on to the bus. But how about 降りる? Why is it 降?
That's a good question. I think bus, in this case, bus を降りる, bus is not the destination, you know? You don't know the destination, so you can't put に anywhere. In this case, you're getting off the bus. That's the most important part.
Okay, so basically, when you're getting on the bus, we know your destination. It's a very focused place. It's one bus, right?But in the case of 降りる, or to get off, you know, you can get off anywhere. Your destination is wherever you get off, you know, the bus stop or whatever station you happen to be going to. But that's not the focus of what you're trying to say. What you're trying to say is that you're getting off, which is an action. So you use 降, bus, 降りる, which is way more than any of you need to actually know to speak Japanese. But, you know, hey, it's interesting though, right?
そうですね。
Okay, and you probably noticed that in all these sentences we've said so far,We've omitted the subject every time.
Right. Omitting subject of the sentence is essential part of Japanese language.
The bread and butter of Japanese language.
Just for today, let's just practice with the subject.
Absolutely. It's important, you know?
Eric-san は毎日電車に乗りますか? 毎日 means every day. Do you take the train every day?
はい。毎日電車に乗ります。Naomi-sensei, 毎日タクシーに乗りますか?
Me taking taxi every day?
Wait, some people do, right? Some people do.
乗りません。
Okay, Naomi-sensei. Imagine this. You're lost at the station, all right? At the station, the station of your imagination. And then you want to visit your friend who's in Yokohama. Your friend lives in Sakuragi-cho in Yokohama.
One or two stops from Yokohama.
Right, that's right. A couple stops from Yokohama. So then you asked the station assistant for help.Then she said,
東海道線に乗ります。
Get on the Tokaido line.
横浜駅で降ります。
Get off at Yokohama station.
横浜駅で京浜東北線に乗ります。
At Yokohama station, take the 京浜東北 line. This is pretty long, so you want to take notes, but you don't have a pen or paper. So you say, Do you have a pen?
すみません。ペンありますか?
And then she gives you a pen.A very nice pen. And you're ready to write, but hey, you still don't have paper.
すみません。紙ありますか?
紙, which is paper.
Right.
And then, of course, now you have your equipment, you're ready to go. And then you ask her to repeat the sentences.
もう一度お願いします。
And to remember this moment, this wonderful moment of you being lost, you know, as a souvenir, you want her to take a picture of you in front of the Tokaido line. All right, in front of that train, that nice orange and green train, okay?So you say, do you have a minute? Do you have some time?
時間ありますか?
And then she says,
はい。
I sure do. So you ask her to take your picture.
Picture in Japanese is 写真. So, 写真お願いします。
That'll be a great picture. Have you ever done anything like that?
Asking pen and a paper to a station clerk?
No, asking to take a picture.
Yeah.
In front of a train?
No.
They're already talking about, yeah. Maybe if it was like the Shinkansen.
So, Shinkansen はあるなと思ったの。Yeah, I think I did it for Shinkansen and airplane.
I'd do that too. Shinkansen looks cool.
かっこいいですよね。They've got a nice face.
It looks like a dragon. Pretty scary.
looks like fish to me. Fish.
Like a fish?
じゃない?そんなことない?
Such a fast moving beast. I think it's closer to a dragon.